My God, Saturday afternoon. It is Saturday, isn't it? Yeah. And all these smiling people. Wow. Sober. What a conference. What a great contribution you people make together. They say we can do together what I can't do by myself. They really mean it. When I look at you guys and you gals, I can see that. And that's what we're really all about. I was telling some girls and some of you ex-barroom guys, you want to find out what courage really is? It's not a 275-pound guy with a big mouth in a barroom. It's a 120-pound girl looking right at the tiger of truth and not backing up a step. Thank you, buddy. That's what courage is. It's quiet. Don't back up. Don't exaggerate. Don't color. Just that's the way you like it. It's beautiful. They gave me a little short. What am I supposed to put? God's infinite love. Woo. That's what it was going to take for me anyway to get here. I'm Tom Flynn. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Tom.
I'm glad to be with you guys and you gals. Boy, you girls sure do clean up beautifully. I mean, these steps are done for your eyes what Maybelline never could do. It's true. It's just absolutely true. My home group is the Harbor City Speakers Group in Baltimore, Maryland. It's right in downtown Baltimore, right on the harbor. Come down and see us. We're there. Open Thursday night at 8:30, standard drunk time. It's a speakers meeting. You know, if you want to come down and tell us what kind of a day you have had, and you have not examined it, please stay home. You know, I'm sure there's some people in Massachusetts that would be interested in your unexamined day. That way, the uninformed will be able to tell the uninterested what's happening. I'm sure that's going to go someplace. I don't know where, but I hope it stays in Massachusetts. I'm an alcoholic, and I got to you guys August 14th, 1980, and I stayed. I didn't stay because I thought it was a good idea. I was here 4 months before I could find out you could leave. Nobody told me. I thought I had to write to New York and resign or something from the president or chairman of the board of AA. And I found out we didn't have a president, so I didn't think that could be a rule, you know. And the chairman of the board of trustees didn't seem to be interested, so that couldn't be a rule either. So I just stayed till I found out what the rule is. That's been, in August, be 30 years I'll be with you. And when I find out what the rule is, I'll tell you. I still haven't found out, so, but it's probably not important. It's that simple. See? Now, Dr. Bob, in commenting towards the close of his life on what he was trying to summarize what AA was, he says it was love and service. That's what he said it was. And I have found, through the practice of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, good sponsorship and a kick in the butt once in a while to keep me moving. So you guys that I sponsor, if I kick you in the butt once in a while, ain't nobody picking on you. I get treated the same way. So that's the way it is. What I have to do is postpone a drink one day at a time. Now, if you haven't stopped drinking, but just postpone a drink one day at a time, that's not really difficult. And you can't fall off some kind of a wagon you never got on. See? And you can't break some long-term pledge that you never made. See? You postpone the drink one day at a time, and that's